USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Another train has derailed in Ohio. 20 cars from the Norfolk Southern train jumped the tracks in Springfield. No hazardous materials were involved this time, and no one was injured, but Clark County Emergency Management did tell people to shelter in place as a precaution. A former Republican governor said he's troubled by former President Trump's message at CPAC that if he's elected, it's a retribution for his supporters.
When he talks about vengeance, he's talking about his personal vendettas, and that's not healthy for America. It's certainly not healthy for our party.
Former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson on CNN's State of the Union said it's important that the voters hear from many voices with alternative messages. President Biden is in Selma, Alabama today to take part in events marking the 58th anniversary of Bloody Sunday. The president will deliver a speech this afternoon during the annual bridge crossing jubilee at the Edmund Pettus Bridge. In 1965, civil rights protesters marching for the right to vote were beaten by Alabama state troopers on that bridge. On CNN's State of the Union this morning, House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says there's no indication that the U.S. Capitol surveillance video given to Fox News host Tucker Carlson has been vetted by Capitol Police.
There are serious security concerns. We're releasing footage into the public domain in an era where political violence is on the rise.
Jeffrey says it is his hope that the video footage from January 6th will be vetted before it's shown to the public. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy gave Carlson access to about 41,000 hours of surveillance video from the 2021 Capitol riots. And there was just one winning ticket in last night's Powerball lottery. That one ticket was sold in Virginia and is worth $161 million. That means the next drawing on Monday will reset to $20 million. This is USA News.
Non-attorney spokesperson ad sponsored by Openjar Concepts. Attention veterans and active duty military. If you were issued earplugs between 2002 and 2016 and were diagnosed with hearing loss or ringing in the ears, you may be entitled to compensation. The manufacturer of these military earplugs recently paid $9.1 million to resolve claims that their earplugs were defective, potentially exposing service members to damaging sound levels that could have resulted in hearing loss or tinnitus. If you or a loved one were issued earplugs and were diagnosed with tinnitus or hearing loss, don't wait. You fought for this country, and our attorneys want to fight for you. Call 800-958-2145 now for a free legal consultation and to see if you may be eligible to file a claim. Time restrictions may apply, and you pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. So call 800-958-2145 now. Again, 800-958-2145. That's 800-958-2145.
A U.S. congressman is warning that the threat of China sending lethal aid to Russia to use in Ukraine is a serious threat. Congressman Jim Himes from Connecticut on NBC's Meet the Press this morning.
It doesn't surprise me at all that there's a debate inside China about whether they should do this. Hopefully wisdom prevails.
Himes says the Biden administration is doing the right thing by sending a strong warning to China about helping Russia. New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu is predicting that former President Trump will not be the 2024 Republican nominee for president. He said that yesterday's leadership is not what the party needs right now to move forward. Sununu has not announced a 2024 campaign, but is taking steps that indicate he may run. A Florida resident has died from a rare infection.
A brain-eating amoeba in the man likely resulted from the use of ordinary tap water as a rinse of the sinuses, a single-celled organism that lives in soil and fresh water sources such as lakes, rivers, and hot springs can lead to an infection. It is said to be extremely rare, with just 3 cases in the USA each year. Most are fatal. I'm Jeremy Scott.
A former advisor to President Trump is splitting from her husband. Kellyanne Conway posted on Twitter that she and her husband George were in the final stages of an amicable divorce. The couple was married for more than 20 years. Their relationship drew attention after George Conway publicly criticized the Trump administration while his wife Kellyanne was working for the former president. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.